The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Jonathan Butcher is a senior policy analyst at the Heritage Foundation Center for Education Policy and a senior fellow for the Goldwater Institute and the Beacon Center of Tennessee. Yesterday, Governor Henry McMaster announced his plan to use some of the CARES Act money to fund private school scholarship programs for students in low and middle income families. According to the governor, children from families at or below 300% of the federal poverty line will be eligible for scholarships up to $6,500. Good morning, Mr. Butcher. How are you, sir? Glad to have you with us.
Great to be with you.
So we're talking, of course, about Governor McMaster's announcement yesterday of using the CARES Act money to fund these $6,500 scholarships. Tell me your response on that.
Well, I think this is an important example for other states around the country because this particular section of the CARES Act spending that the governor used is specific to the governor's office. And so governors around the U.S. have access to a similar, you know, pot of money that was a part of the CARES spending. Look, since the money is already there, I think this is a very effective way to allow parents to choose immediately how their children are going to learn this fall.
Sure, yeah. Now, you wrote an article that is online at dailysignal.com yesterday and talked about the View co-host Joey Behar saying that Washington has cut spending on schools in recent years. You say that's not true.
Well, and this is a myth that really gets perpetuated all the time, especially by progressives who won't acknowledge the reality that we do spend more today than we did even 20 years ago. And then the further back you go, the larger that increase becomes when you adjust for inflation. So the blip during the Great Recession hurt everybody, right? I mean, all states had some sort of effects from it, but virtually every single state has recovered completely from that. But all you have to do is go back a few years, even before the Great Recession, to find even larger increases.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, we hear this all the time. I mean, this is nothing new, Jonathan. With me, Jonathan Butcher with the Heritage Foundation Center for Education Policy. You know, they just, and you get people. I don't know why it would surprise us that she would say something like that anyway, because they're not exactly, authorities on education. But you also write in this article, again, you can find it at dailysignal.com, that some school officials are waiting, and this is back on the CARES Act, that some school officials are waiting to see how much else they can receive from Congress before spending the already approved money. So does this mean that there's money still sitting out there that hasn't been spent yet, and they literally are waiting to see what Congress's next move is before they spend it?
I mean, it's different from state to state, but according to the GAO report of just a few weeks ago, yes, there are states that have not spent a significant portion of the federal spending that was approved back in March. That should have been delivered to states right around April. So states do have money. And look, if we were told that it was urgent, then that should mean urgent, right? That should mean that it should have been put to use right away. And I think that's what makes the governor's decision yesterday so significant is that he's saying, all right, look, you know, we have the spending already. We know that federal money often comes with some strings that should make people nervous that they're even talking about doing more of it. But nevertheless, we have a need right now for families. Families need to know how and where their children are going to learn this fall. So let's do something right away.
Yeah, yeah. It's just hard to believe because you're right. I mean, when we were going through that process and we watched the headlines each day of members of Congress debating on how much money should be part of the CARES Act and you know what the states need, you would have thought that it was needed right then that day and that it would be spent as soon as they could receive it. And education is not the only area. There's other areas that the CARES Act money was there, and it seems to just be sitting in a pot somewhere, and they're not spending it because it's almost like they're hoarding the federal cash.
Well, and, you know, that's why when you give parents the option to make a decision right away with in a situation like this, suddenly you've taken that situation and you flipped it on its head. And you said, remember, the whole purpose of this is that a child gets the opportunity to learn this fall. And there are some districts, even in South Carolina, that have said, well, we're going to wait to decide week to week, you know, what we do with reopening schools. And boy, I mean, that really puts parents in a difficult decision, you know, and especially working families that are going to try to get back to work. But then when you look around at Atlanta being closed at least, and Nashville being closed at least until Labor Day for just online learning, perhaps even beyond that, you know, that has families in South Carolina looking around and saying, you know, what's going on around us and what should we expect here?
Sure. Jonathan, you guys have done a lot of research about school choice at the Heritage Foundation. Give us an overall view, that 30,000-foot view of school choice and why it's important.
Well, sure. When you look at social science research on any topic, right, if you do enough studies on the same subject, you're going to find something that will show that a particular intervention does or does not work. In parent choice in education, it is very rare that a social science study has come back saying that there are actually negative effects on the students who participate. Incredibly rare. Overwhelmingly, over the past 20 years, we have found research demonstrating that students improve their test scores in school. They're more likely to finish school. It improves the reports of safety among the families who are involved. It improves the civic engagement of the students who are in these schools and get to choose where they attend. So the number of positive effects goes from everything from learning to their participation in you know, civic life, to their success in finishing school. So these come from around the country. I mean, everywhere from Washington, D.C. to studies that have been conducted in New York among private scholarship programs there, in Florida, which has long had scholarship programs of all different types. So I think it should give families confidence that social science, you know, has looked at this issue and really found that that the benefits are there. They're there for children.
Yeah. Of course, when the governor made the announcement yesterday, it was met with immediate criticism from public school officials. Quickly, in our last minute or so here, the Palmetto State Teachers Association, of course, condemned the governor's actions, who says the money could be better spent in public schools. Your response on that?
Well, I would say that South Carolina got about $200 million from the CARES Act for the purpose of K-12 schools. So compared to, I think it was $32 million that's in the scholarship program, it's a huge difference. So what's being done with that other money?
Yep. Jonathan Butcher with the Heritage Foundation, thanks for your time this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you. Yep.